Rock critic Ken Tucker usually reviews a new album or talks about a pop music trend on Fresh Air, but today he wanted to get a little autobiographical to make a point.
Yeah, I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a six-four Impala.
For many years, I've proceeded as a critic from the notion that one of the paramount virtues of rock and roll is that it unites the races, that rock music's fundamental union of black and white art forms is a metaphor for its healing powers as social culture. Over the years, of course, this theory has endured many nasty onslaughts. In my time as a writer, for example, I've seen disco become a code word for black music used by whites who had deep, ugly contempt for its practitioners that went beyond matters of aesthetics. I've also listened to a lot of gangster rap that was virulently, generally anti-white, whenever it wasn't specifically anti-Semitic. In the past year or so, though, I've seen signs of hope that rock and roll might once again become a meeting ground for people of widely different backgrounds and ethnicities. Certainly, the acceptance of rap and funk music by millions of white suburban kids, no matter that some of that support is rooted in romantic reverse role-playing, is encouraging. So is the success of a multiracial act like Hootie and the Blowfish, no matter how bland hipsters like you and I may think their music is. Where am I going here? Well, toward a couple of small but specific examples that hit me on a personal level recently. On a hot September day, I drove my 10-year-old daughter to a soccer tournament in East Brunswick, New Jersey. As it happens, my daughter's team is all white. As it also happens, one of her teammates brought along a tape player. And as a way of cheerleading this all-girl, cheerleaderless team to victory, this was the song she chose to play at top volume minutes before the game.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in Kanai. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid.
Now, it's a reasonable guess that Montel Jordan did not foresee that his huge hit single, This Is How We Do It, which sounds to me like the song of a fellow who's going to get very lucky in the romance department, would become an inspirational song for a bunch of sweaty little soccer players. But that's the thing about pop music. People use it for their own purposes. In this case, the propulsive, new jack swingy beat and the positive can-do attitude of the lyrics struck these 10-year-olds as just the sort of thing to get them psyched for the game. Now, honesty compels me to admit that our team lost the tournament, but it also led to another pop musical moment. Having been trounced, a couple of the girls started singing the rap lyrics to Skeelo's I Wish.
I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good, I would call her. Wish I had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6-4 Impala. I wish I was like 6'9" so I can get with Leoshi, cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme a way to make her mine. Cause I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I gonna compete with that? Cause when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch they man ball. Dag y'all, I never understood black, while the jocks get the fly girls and me I get the hood rats. I tell them scat, skittles, kabobble, got hit with a bottle, but sit in the hospital for talking that mess. I confess it's a shame when you living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, quick, got sick, sick to my stomach, overcome it by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't that tight. I wish I was.
I Wish is one of the most charming pieces of rap music around, and it's easy to see why kids can get behind it, since Skeelo is wishing for things that lots of children want. to be taller, to be more self-confident, to have control in a crazy world. Just a few years ago, pop radio stations were divided so firmly along racial lines that a song like I Wish wouldn't have hit too many white suburban ears. These days, it's nothing less than an anthem. Is my notion of pop music as an instigator of integration a hopelessly outmoded, even deluded one? I don't know, maybe. But I'd like to think it's not.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.